Morning, everyone. Cass here, Blackpool Babe 29. Bit of an upsetting thing, really. But this is my audio mode A20. I got a phone call at 2:30 this morning from my sister, who is staying near Blackpool at the moment in a holiday home, because a few weeks ago the house was... Well, they had a small fire, a kitchen fire, but they've had to move out while things are redone because it burnt quite a bit of the kitchen. Some of it went up into the bathroom. So they're going to have a couple of new floors laid and the painting redone, and they have to get some new kitchen appliances. But she phoned me up at 2:30 this morning and said that my mum has been taken into hospital again. This is the second time in a week now with her breathing. But she's 83 and she's got a weak heart and weak kidneys. She gets a lot of fluid on her chest, my mum, so they've taken her into the Victoria again. So last week she was just in overnight, but I think they're putting her on a ward today, so I'm not sure how long she'll be in. So she's been in and out of hospital quite a few times since she went back over to live with my sister in Oldham. But as I say, they're all over in near Blackpool at the moment in this holiday home, so I'll have to find out later what's happening today and see if Tammy can take me up to see her if she's not out tonight. So just have to wait and see now what happens. But I couldn't sleep after my sister had phoned. You know, I couldn't get back off to sleep properly, so I'm a bit tired this morning. But I don't think I kept John awake anyway. I think he managed to get back to sleep. I knew it was something when the phone rang at 2:30, because not many people would ring you at 2:30 in the morning, so I had to get in touch with my brothers this morning just to let them know as well. But 83 is a good age. You know, she is getting worse now. She can hardly walk at all now. And that's one of the reasons why she went back over to live with my sister, because it was difficult for me to manage getting her in and out of a wheelchair. And obviously, if Tammy's not here, I'm not able to take her out in the wheelchair, because obviously I haven't got enough sight to push her around. You know, obviously, with having the guide dog and that as well, I couldn't really manage. So, and like, if she has a fall or anything like that, it's not really safe for me to be looking after her now, especially with me and John both being visually impaired. It's not practical, really. So we'll have to see what happens today, see what the hospital say and that. And I don't suppose really there's a lot they can do now at this stage. They just have to keep her comfortable, because she's been on that many different tablets. Some tablets have eventually damaged her kidneys. But if she doesn't keep on her water tablets, she gets the fluid, you see, in her chest. So it's a no-win situation, really. You know, if she gets too much water, fluid in her lungs, and that's bad for her heart. And obviously, if she's on the water tablets, it's damaging her kidneys more. So it's like the doctor in Blackpool said a while ago when she lived with me, that you're in a no-win situation. But I'll keep you all informed what happens anyway. So take care. Bye for now, everyone. I'll speak to you all soon.